Eric Jacobs and his colleagues from the American Cancer Society asked about 100,000 older Americans, men and women, rich and poor, smokers and non-smokers, to measure their waistlines intermittently over a 9-year period. Jacobs says there's something about the fat that gathers near the waist that makes it particularly harmful.
We know that deep abdominal fat has been linked with higher blood levels of cholesterol and insulin, and also inflammation-related proteins that have been linked with cardiovascular disease.
During that 9-year period, 9,300 of the men and 5,300 women died. Jacobs and his colleagues reviewed the information they had about them, their weight, height, and their waist size.
And what we saw was the bigger the waist size, the greater the risk of death. In fact, those with the very biggest waist sizes had about twice the risk of dying as those with the smallest waists.
That was dying from all causes, not just cancer or heart disease or lung disease. Simply having a larger waist made it more probable that someone would die sooner. And in Jacob's analysis, it turns out it didn't matter how much people weighed, only their waist size mattered.
For example, among women with weights that were considered normal for their height, risk of dying increased about 25% for each additional 4 inches of waist size, 10 centimeters.
Jacobs says someone who's sedentary and someone who's active could weigh the same, but the person who didn't do much exercise would probably have more abdominal fat. The active person's weight might come more from muscle, which is denser than fat, so it adds weight without adding inches.
So even if your weight's considered normal for your height, and even if you haven't noticed a big weight gain, if your waist size is starting to increase, if you're having to move into a bigger pant size, that's an important sign it's time to start eating better and exercising more.
And Jacob says there's really no shortcut. There's no proven method to lose so-called belly fat. Diet and exercise are really the only ways to shrink that waist size. His article is published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.